Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramsey. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Dernier scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball towards right. Stenhouse settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stenhouse. Matthews scores. Moreland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moreland scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Dreesen moves to third. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dreesen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn strikes out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stenhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel DeLone pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLone. The throw from Davis and he is safe. DeLone steals second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey strikes out. 1 out. Pete Rose pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. DeLone moves to third. Daryl Thomas pinch runs for Pete Rose. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis scoops up the ball and tags Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Ramsey now playing second base. Daryl Thomas now playing shortstop. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Sutcliffe reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-4 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach strikes out. One out. Max Venable pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.